Good morning, Columbus Branch. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for you this morning. And we got to come together, folks. Management is off the hook. It is just so apparent that they don't know or they don't care about how to facilitate different situations, such as our lights going out, and how to make that decent for the employees who work there, and to show them that as an agency, you have a genuine concern about their well-being, just as you have a genuine concern about postal operations. But we're in Citygate, Columbus, Ohio, and anybody who's been there or been associated with that facility knows come together right now. Anybody who's been in that facility for a while, it is clearly understood. Management don't know or don't care. But let's get right to what happened last night. 10 o'clock last night, I guess the lights went out, and they're supposed to come back on 10 this morning. Let me tell you something, folks. I received some videos from people walking around that dark building. And again, hindsight is 20/20. But that's what management and management staff is supposed to have, hindsight, foresight, so that when these situations appear, you have quality managers that's supposed to facilitate this type of operation. Well, I know it doesn't happen often, and you know, postal management, they got to screw up 8 or 9 times before they come close to getting it right. And here was apparently a big screw up again. Let me tell you, there's a couple of things we can do right now. And this podcast is going to be just a little different from my normal podcast, where I attempt to give you answers right now. The purpose of this podcast is just to give you questions. And maybe you might want to do a little research on your own and increase your postal knowledge. Well, let me tell you, first thing is, here's a couple of articles that you might want to read. And again, I'm giving you extra reading if you're really interested in what happened and how to make sure it happens correctly, then put a little work in. Article 3 talks about management rights. We can go to Article 8 on hours of work. Article 9, salaries and wages. We can go to Article 11, holidays. We can go to Article 14, safety and health. Now, let me tell you why I list a bunch of these articles. Because I see nothing, again, I see nothing that allows the post office to just arbitrarily change your schedule. I see nothing. And again, this is what I see. I see nothing that allows them to give you an out-of-schedule premium instead of overtime. I don't see it. Now, let me say this very, very carefully. I'm not saying it's not there somewhere in the ELM, which is the Employee Labor Manual, or in our contract, or letters of understanding. What I'm simply saying to you is, I don't see it anywhere. So I'm requesting research, and let's all educate each other. Number one, because it's a holiday schedule, the post office, I don't see where they have a right to change your schedule. Don't see that anywhere. But Columbus management thinks because it's a holiday, they can schedule you to come in anytime they want to. Well, again, read your contract. We still have hours of work. I don't see where they can arbitrarily pay me at a schedule premium instead of overtime. And I'm asking for your assistance. Show me where that's correct. Now, I started off by saying we've got two options here. Number one, we can just accept what happened as a bad night of work and just move on. Or we can question what happened and make sure they document or show us contractual language that allows them to do, the agency to do what they did. Now, again, you got a choice. But I say we come together. I say we talk about what happened. And at the very least, I say we come up with a plan of action that stops employees from walking around that building in the dark. And the Postal Service opening itself up to all kinds of injury claims. Me personally, and again, this is a Kenny Hodge feels, Kenny Hodge thinks. That's what this podcast is today. Again, I'm going to research these issues. But again, I'm just giving you my personal perspective on what I seen yesterday and somewhat today. Me personally, I think what the Postal Service should have done was to shut down Tour 1 last night. All the employees that were scheduled, it is a holiday, now keep that in mind. All the employees, there should have been no one drafted to work their holiday. The employees who were scheduled to work on Sunday night for Monday, those employees who were scheduled to work should have been given administrative leave, those who did not want to buy or use annual leave. And again, I would have offered the either choice. But I would not have had you come into work with the exception of a real small skeleton crew just for what we might have called area assurance. So again, everybody on Tour 1 or everybody who was supposed to be on the clock from 10 o'clock last night till 10 o'clock this morning would have been given administrative leave. And I know that sounds like a major payout, but we work in Citygate. Come on. They throw away more money on a regular than doing the right thing in this case. Okay, they don't staff areas. So they're really not too concerned with cost per work hour. So again, I think the right thing that they should have done was everybody who was scheduled, not a holiday schedule, not premium overtime pay, but if it's your regular scheduled day, if you were supposed to be on the clock from 10 o'clock last night to 10 o'clock this morning, I think the Post Office should have given you administrative leave, allowed you to stay home, and let them take care of whatever issues they had or improvements they had going on with the electric and power company. So again, Article 3, 6, 8, 9, 11, and 14 are just some of the places that I'm starting my research. Because I am so interested in finding out why the Postal Service thinks they can just arbitrarily change your scheduled assignment. Labor Day, unions fought for contracts. Again, we have contracts that determine how we work, how we get paid for work, our hours of work, our levels of work. That's why we have a contract, folks. And if we're going to have a contract that we are not going to hold the agency accountable for, then what's the point in having a contract? And again, I'm 98% certain that what the Post Office did yesterday is not proper. It's not procedurally correct. Notice I said 98 because I'm still researching. I see nothing that allows the Post Office to change my schedule. I do see where a holiday schedule must be posted the preceding Tuesday of the holiday, but I don't see where you could just change my schedule. Now, here's the fallback for the Post Office. They're probably going to start screaming Article 3, management rights. As soon as you back the Postal Service in a corner, that's their wild card. Well, I'm here to say Article 3 management right definitely gives the Post Office the authority and the autonomy to make decisions based on production and based on what management feels is best for them. But Article 3 in no way allows you to commit violations and not pay a monetary compensation to the members for those violations. So again, you can do it and you can scream Article 3, but by the same token, you still are obligated to compensate employees monetarily for any violations that may have occurred. Hey, listen, this is me, a little long podcast this morning, but it's applicable to what's going on in Columbus right now today. And I understand it's going on in Atlanta. And it sounds like Atlanta's got a much worse situation than Columbus has. So that's my perspective. And again, normally when I speak as a branch president. This particular podcast, I'm speaking as a dues-paying member. Okay? I'm speaking as one who understands postal operations, but really don't understand what took place and management's approach to what took place. And last but not least, to the Columbus plant, if you look at what took place and compare that to the service talk that the plant manager put out, you will find not the same situation. Not the same situation. This is Kenny Hodge talking to my branch in Columbus, hoping that Atlanta hears this also, because I understand their plant's going through power outages, scheduled power outages, just as Columbus is. Let's have a great day. And I was going to leave you with a little track from the Beatles, but I like to try to keep my postal podcast under 10 minutes. And today I'm at 12 minutes and 40 seconds. Hey, have a great day. See you at work.